My Delight and Your Delight by Robert Seymour Bridges. My delight and thy delight, walking like two angels white in the gardens of the night. My desire and thy desire, twining to a tongue of fire, leaping live and laughing higher. Through the everlasting strife in the mystery of life, love from whom the world begun hath the secret of the sun. Love can tell, and love alone, whence the million stars were strewn, why each atom knows its own, how, in spite of woe and death, gay is life, and sweet is breath. This he taught us, this we knew, happy in his science true, hand in hand as we stood neath the shadows of the wood, heart to heart as we lay in the dawning of the day.
Nightingales by Robert Seymour Bridges. Beautiful must be the mountains whence ye come, and bright in the fruitful valleys the streams wherefrom ye learn your song. Where are those starry woods? Oh, might I wander there, among the flowers which in that heavenly air bloom the year long. Nay, barren are those mountains, and spent the streams. Our song is the voice of desire that haunts our dreams, a throe of the heart, whose pining visions dim, forbidden hopes profound, no dying cadence nor long sigh can sound for all our art. Alone, aloud in the raptured ear of men, we pour our dark nocturnal secret, and then, as night is withdrawn from these sweet springing meads and bursting boughs of May, dream while the innumerable choir of day welcome the dawn.
The Evening Darkens Over by Robert Seymour Bridges. The evening darkens over after a day so bright, the wind-capped waves discover that wild will be the night. The sound of distant thunder, the latest seabirds hover along the cliff's sheer height, as in the memory wander last flutterings of delight, white wings lost on the white. There's not a ship in sight, and as the sun goes under, thick clouds conspire to cover the moon that should rise yonder. Thou art alone, fond lover. I Love All Beauteous Things by Robert Seymour Bridges. I love all beauteous things, I seek and adore them. God hath no better praise, and man in his hasty days is honoured for them. I too will something make, and joy in the making, although tomorrow it seem like the empty words of a dream remembered on waking.